The fucking pepper grinder. The fucking pepper grinder.
I hated that I did that.
What's your whistle a little bit?
I mean, it's wetting something.
Okay, just keep going.
Welcome to Honey Do Me, a podcast that goes into the bedroom and beyond, hosted by Emma Norman
and Cass Anderson.
Here at Honey Do Me, we don't have all the answers, so we chat with experts, educators, and badass changemakers to get them.
We are here to remind our listeners and ourselves that what we're going through is normal, that we are worthy of love and pleasure,
and that we are all in this together. So tell us, honey, how do you do you?
And here we go.
Here we go. Here we are.
Here we are. A trip around the sun later.
1 year alive.
1 year on this earth. I would feel I am reborn.
I am reborn. Year. Honey Do Me was born not 1 year ago. She was born way before that. But you have known her for one year.
Isn't that bananas?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Good for you for not having the tune. I would have had to do like B.
Yeah. Oh, I did in my head.
Oh, but you did it so
I've
fast.
I've just separated it.
I'm really proud of you. But yeah, fucking year. And we're so jazzed.
We're so jazzed, if you can't tell.
Because we're really excited for this episode.
We are, because we've got some damn treats for you. Yeah. Let's just say this is Oprah's favorite things, Honey Do Me edition.
Honey Do Me edition. We have our favorite tips. Mm-hmm. We have presents.
Presents, gifts.
We have so many gifts. Mm-hmm. Literally, this is Oprah's favorite things because we have so many presents for you in this episode.
So we're going to start off by saying you're welcome.
Yeah.
And first and foremost.
Yeah. Throughout, from start to finish, don't miss it because the gifts seriously don't stop until the end.
Yeah. So stick around the whole time. We know you will because you love it. So why don't we start off with our favorite tips? We'll dive right in.
Dive right in.
We'll start just gifting you out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. But we really wanted to take some time to reflect.
Yeah.
By, as we always do, getting specific, picking out some of the things that have been game changers for us, life changers, if you will. These things,
Anything else?
I was going to say knock your socks off, knock you on your back, but I don't think that's a saying.
Pop off your soapbox. I'll go. Yes. Basically things that since I've heard them, I haven't stopped using them in my own sex life. Personally, solo, partnered.
That sounds really funny in relation to my tips. We don't know each other.
So. Oh.
Just haven't stopped. I mean, there have been pauses.
I mean,
I haven't been doing this thing.
I've hesitated. Sure. Okay, fair. For me, there are things that I think about a lot.
Absolutely.
And if it's not pertaining to the specific act, it pertains to a broader thing.
Absolutely. So all of these things that we're sharing, at least from my perspective, are things that I incorporate into my life and have like just really found a place in my life, a permanent place.
A permanent sex place.
A permanent resting. A cocoon.
A cocoon.
They've cocooned themselves in the fabric of my life.
So we hope that these will inspire you to implement into your life.
Yeah.
Because we're walking, talking truth of how it can just get really good.
Well, and we're the first ones to say that we don't do everything that we talk about on this podcast. There are so many things that I want to try, haven't yet, hopefully will someday, or that I've tried and I'm like, that's not for me.
Right.
But these are just a few of our faves.
Not all of them.
We have no real favorites.
No, but these are just things that are sticking out to us for sure. So I want you to go first.
Okay.
Like we didn't pre-talk about this.
As if this isn't written directly in front of me.
Yeah.
I suppose I'll start off.
Oh, what a shock.
You've taken me by surprise, but I think I invite you to start. I might have a little something prepared.
Oh, great.
Great. We're going to start off by getting dominant.
Yeah, we are. So, can't see me, but I'm doing the wave.
On that note, let's cue Sir Ezra. like if I'm going to try and be more dominant, I can see myself laughing mm-hmm. or breaking character or just like not feeling confident enough mm-hmm. to actually do it.
Who said you couldn't laugh?
Who okay. said?
I did, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, it also hints to this notion that power bearers are unhappy, oh, right? Yes. Not every person in power is like a prison guard.
Now, that's my truth. That is something I am trying to live by. Mm-hmm. So I came into Honey Do Me with a lot of awkward feelings around sex, uh-huh. always feeling awkward in those situations, not having a lot of experience to really like feel confident in what I was doing. Yeah. And so I think in lieu of experience, I was like, okay, well, I'll fake it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I'll mm-hmm. try and be this person that I see on TV and porn, whatever, super confident, sexy, seductress, like that sort of style. And that is so far from who I am as a person. Yeah. It is so uh-huh. night and day. And so it's like I had this idea that I have to be serious. I have to be this one particular person, but that's not me. I'm really goofy. I like to laugh. I like to tell jokes like mid-sex. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's not for everyone. It's not even always for my partner, which is fine. But I feel like when Sir Ezra said that, like, who said you can't laugh?
Right.
It's like, oh, I did. Mm-hmm. I said I can't laugh. I said I can't be myself. I said I have to be this other person. And so that shift was huge because now it's like, I feel confident when I say stupid things.
It's like, fuck yeah.
They're like, fuck yeah, that's me.
That's me being dominant.
Yeah.
Dominating this bedroom.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
And so, yeah, I feel like that's been like a really... like overarching? I don't know.
I say arcing because that makes me feel scholarly.
Okay.
It's either.
Okay. Overarching. like life changer for me mm-hmm. because it really infiltrates all the areas.
It's validating.
It's validating and it's freeing. Yeah. I think it's a story I got to stop telling myself. And yeah. so it's a little bit of pressure that I got mm-hmm. to let off. And it's like, do I still have moments when I feel awkward? Oh my God, yes. And I've been with my partner for 5 years. So it's uh-huh. like, I don't know if I'll ever get over that. But I think that's okay because sex is also awkward and weird.
Yeah.
And just allowing room for that, I think, is what mm-hmm. I really got from Sir Ezra.
Beautiful. I love that first tip for you because mm-hmm. it really does. I know that that's something you've reiterated a couple times in our just conversation. So I knew that that would be something that stuck out for you. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. It's settling into your soul.
Yeah, it's really integrating. It's become a part of me.
So kind of on the same coin of validating, which is like what that kind of reminded mm-hmm. me of, I have a validating moment when I was given Susan. When I was given Susan Bratton. Mm-hmm. So here's Susan.
What a gift.
The soulmate embrace. And what the soulmate, and you can go to soulmateembrace.com to download it, and it's free. And the soulmate embrace teaches you how to hold a woman in the way that she's always craved to be held and never has been. And it's a long hold, a long, languorous being held that allows us to first finally calm down, get in our present moment, get in our body. It allows us to speak anything that might be bothering us and let go of things that are bothering us and get that off our chest. It allows us to syncopate our heartbeats and get our breathing slowed down and look in each other's eyes and feel seen and connected to. And then it has some full body strokes. The petting of the kitty begins then as they're holding you closer. And then pretty soon, you're able to relax to the point where you get the tears in your eyes. You get a little, you start to drool a little. Your vagina begins to get lubricated. And you think to yourself, oh, why, I do like this person. And I'm going to give them a little kiss. And I always caution the man to, when she starts to snuggle in closer to you, like, oh, okay, she's letting down. She's starting to relax now. You've got her relaxing. Kiss her forehead. Kiss her eyelids. Kiss her cheeks. Kiss her neck. Kiss her collarbones while you're stroking her body.
So that, I don't even know the sounds and the reaction I made to Susan mm-hmm. after hearing that, like being loved and seen.
It was a sexual awakening.
It was a sexual awakening. I was like so turned on, but also like emotional. Mm-hmm. Because also earlier in that episode, she talks a lot about like sex drive and libido. So all of this just felt very validating that like you can desire this like big romantic thing before sex to feel turned on. It doesn't have to be this like drop of the hat. And I always thought that I was wrong and bad mm-hmm. and like the broken type of sex drive for being someone that needed to be seduced. So literally all of Susan's existence like reassured and validated me that like
absolutely
you can be complimented and like given this whole soulmate's embrace that's just to show like how important you are mm-hmm. and how sexy you are and how much I want to like take my time with you.
Mm-hmm. You can want more.
You can want more and you're not wrong mm-hmm. because I always thought I was like I haven't had a ton of one night stands, but like when I have, it's been so quick and I'm dissatisfied mm-hmm. and I'm like, is this sex for me? Like, I'm not upset that I had a one night stand, but I'm upset that like I didn't get as turned mm-hmm. on as they did. So it's like, right.
Especially when you were really looking forward to those, because I know at least one of them was real hyped.
Real hyped. And then it was just so disappointing. But I was like, oh, because one night stands are only for people who can get turned on immediately. And like, that's never for me. Mm. But it's like, or you find partners that can value you,
yeah.
even if they are a one night stand, and give you all of this like respect and love and admiration beforehand. And that's perfectly fine.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, throughout our episodes, we've tried to talk about things in both like short and long-term relationships. Uh-huh. And a one-night stand is a short-term relationship.
Yeah.
And just because it's one night doesn't mean that like you can't implement 99% of the things exactly. that we've talked about on this fucking podcast.
Exactly. Like you should be able to get everything you need anytime you're having sex, whether mm-hmm. that's one-night stand, long-term relationship, anything in between. Mm-hmm. And so that just felt so validating because she wasn't talking about like, when you've been with your husband or wife mm-mm. for a very long time, it's like when you're having sex and you want to get turned on and feel petting the kitty. She talks about that. Like, honestly, it was like hypnotizing listening to her talk as well. But it's just for anyone. And that, mm-hmm. that's what I loved about Susan. And I just love fucking Susan. So
I don't, wait.
I leave fucking that. Love Susan. That's my first.
I love fucking Susan.
I love fucking Susan.
I mean, she's clearly fantastic at sex.
She's clearly. So that's my first one. My first takeaway.
Honorable mention for cock worship from that episode.
Honorable mention. Honorable. I was like, should I talk about throat orgasms or should I talk about the soulmate's embrace?
Oh my God. So much. I have not used cock worship or had a throat orgasm, which sounds way too liquidy for me.
Yeah.
As you go to drink your fancy drink.
Sorry, that made me thirsty.
Sorry, I'm parched. Yeah. There's so many gems.
So many gems.
So many gems from the ultimate gem, Susan.
From the ultimate. All right, let's go on. Let's keep going.
Let's get a little more specific, shall we?
We shall. That was good. We both started with kind of like a soul change. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like that was very sweet. Yeah. Those are like some big changes we've gone through as people,
yeah.
as sexual beings.
Uh-huh.
Now here's the fucking tiny thing that has really helped me.
Just helped me get railed.
Yeah. And that's going back to Ashley. I didn't mean to say yeah to that.
Yeah. Huh?
I just so casually was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. you get it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You go.
There have been times when I've shaken my head at a guest just saying yes, and you interpret that as me being so passionate about what they're saying. And there was something, oh God, it was Janika's episode.
Yep, I know.
We're talking about like letting fucking loose.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, if you're having sex with somebody who has balls, uh-huh. and then they're like slapping against you. And I was like shaking my head because I totally like know that experience. And Emma was like, oh, you're just hypnotized. Like you love that.
Well, because you were like,
no.
You were like, mm-hmm.
I wasn't saying that.
Head body nod. And I was like, this bitch loves a teabag.
Oh my, okay. One, that's the opposite end.
I know. We have different ideas of what a teabag was. I remember getting just hit with a with a ball sack. Well, you love getting hit with balls is what I interpreted it as.
Yeah, that wasn't what I intended.
Well, that's how I take it.
To each their own.
Yep.
That being said,
okay.
In the name of getting railed, not really. We're taking it back to Ashley's episode, hand jobs. A listener favorite.
Uh-huh.
A favorite of ours. Like, holy shit. Yeah. What a game changer. Here's that.
All right. So my demo cock is over there. So I'm just going to use my water bottle instead.
Okay.
So two hands. I like to do the pepper grinder.
Okay.
Where you're like twisting in opposite directions and squeezing nice and hard. Mm-hmm. I like to do the bottle rocket where you put one hand at the base to kind of hold it. And the other hand, squeeze, pull off the top, squeeze, pull off the top.
So you come
squeeze,
all the way off?
All the way off.
Okay.
And then you go the other way where you start with like a fist on top and you go down, fist, down. And that's called waterfall.
The fucking pepper grinder. The fucking pepper grinder. I hated that I did that.
What's your whistle a little bit?
I mean, it's wetting something.
Okay, just keep going.
Anyways, the pepper grinder. Mm-hmm. Okay, this move in particular, all of Ashley's moves, fantastic. Mwah, chef's kiss. It sounded like I was kissing a penis in that. I meant a chef's kiss to Ashley as a human. Uh-huh. That singular move is something I have never thought of. Uh-huh. You know, so you're really both hands up and down, pressure in and out. It's never something I would have come up with on my own, right? Yeah. Because on my own, you picture a hand job, it's just that up and down with one hand,
right?
Half-hearted,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah,
under a table,
under a table. You know, after prom,
back alley,
just jerking it. You know,
it's.
I hated this
currency. I don't know.
Take
that out.
It could be currency.
Because that sounds like I'm making a joke about sex workers. That's not my intention.
That didn't sound like it.
Yeah. So I will also be honest. Since that episode, like, my partner and I have not sat down for a hand job in the capacity that Ashley
you
discussed.
Haven't?
Like, we haven't done like an hour sesh. You know what I mean? It's more of a tool. Within my tool belt as a sex haver. And so, you know, let's say you're getting ready for sex, penetrative sex. So I have a vagina, my partner has a penis, we have penetrative sex in that way. So, you know, things like if we're moving positions, if like we need more lube, that kind of stuff. Sometimes he'll lose his boner a little bit. You know what I mean? And so
have him think of a cookie. Yeah.
Another reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, my partner got hard to a crumble cookie.
Yeah, we put that in last week's.
Yeah. So you know.
You know. Were there.
That makes it sound like he was looking at a crumble cookie.
He was.
He tasted it.
Well, I mean, senses.
It was an orgasmic flavor. damn it.
So anyways. you'll whip out the pepper grinder.
So I'll whip out the pepper grinder because usually he'll just like, you know, try and do it himself.
Turk and jerk.
And it's and it's not, it takes a little longer.
Yeah.
The pepper grinder. Like that.
Wow.
Back in a jiffy. And he's never been one that has liked hand jobs. Like I said that in the hand job episode. Whenever I bring them up, he's kind of like, isn't that kind of like juvenile? Like, why would we do hand jobs? We can do all this other stuff. And it's like, yeah, at that point, that I agreed. But then with this move in particular, like every time I've done it, he's been like, holy shit.
Your eyes amazing. Just rolled back in your head.
Yeah, because apparently it is that good.
Yeah. Her tips in that episode are life-changing to penis havers. It is bonanza. So yeah, I do not doubt that the pepper grinder is a world-class
act
performance, if you will.
It just is, but like you don't think of that intuitively.
Yeah,
all of her moves you don't think of intuitively. So we do, let's start off with a gift.
Let's start off with our gift.
Let's give you a gift. That was like very Teletubbies or something. You asked, we're delivering.
Uh-huh.
You had trouble picturing Ashley's hand movements. And we get it. It's a podcast. You got to have a lot of imagination, a lot. I'm not good at that.
We're
either.
Not descriptors by yeah. any means. We're just Cass and M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our YouTube is live, baby. Not the full episode, just the clips that you need to see that you weren't able to grasp yeah. from audio alone.
We've gotten so many questions and we get it. Like mm-hmm. we just said, I refer back to the video that we have had mm-hmm. to understand the movement. So now it's out for
we
you.
All get to.
We all get to see it. You'll get to understand in depth what she does it on the water bottle. Mm-hmm. So it's almost to size. It's a girthy peen, but the movements are the same nonetheless.
Yeah. You get it's perfection. And we're going to try and do that with as many episodes as we can. The parts mm-hmm. that are maybe a little bit harder to understand just auditorily.
Yeah.
We'll give you a chance to see them visually.
We're so excited. We've been wanting to do YouTube for so long and we've just gotten so many requests and we're just so excited to mm-hmm. have this for you.
So head there and subscribe to our YouTube mm-hmm. and we'll keep them coming for you, baby.
Baby. Woohoo.
Woo.
Present number one.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. So in the nature of getting specific.
Specific.
This LaCroix is hitting me.
It's hitting me hard.
Hard.
Right in the noggin. Yeah. Am I right?
Am I right? So to get specific again. I love when we get specific on positions. Mm-hmm. And one of the positions that I wanted to get better at, doggy style.
Woof, woof.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for that. So here is August on doggy style.
I learned that many people feel that way, that it's not very intimate. And for some reason, I've always found it to be very intimate. So I think it depends on, you know, how you perceive it. I think one way is to have your bodies close together. I think it can be really comforting because the person behind you can wrap their arms around you. You know, if that feels really good, or you could hold the person in front of you if you're giving the pleasure. And there are a lot of ways to make it more intimate. One would be to have doggy style facing a mirror if you are missing the eye contact piece, mm-hmm. which is also really hot because you're watching yourselves have sex. It's like in a real time kind of sex movie about you.
About you, starring me.
Starring you, yeah.
So getting intimate is one of the things that you and I both talked about with doggy style, how we right. had trouble like enjoying that position because it's like, how do I connect with you?
Mm-hmm. Though? It feels like I'm so far away.
So far away. So looking in the mirror, when I heard her talk about that tip, I was like, Emma, you're sold. And then that I wanted to try it. So I asked my partner, sex partner. I don't have a boyfriend yet. I don't Leave know. All of them. Okay. I'm just gonna. That's all she wrote.
I like that it was. I don't have a boyfriend yet.
It just adds a little pity at the end, you know. Okay, wrapping that all up. I was like, you know what? We're gonna try. We're gonna try it over there, towards the bathroom, like in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, okay.
Was it your full body mirror?
No. So this was at a different house.
Okay.
And it was like a waist up mirror over the sink.
Okay.
So that was really fun. So obviously I was on the bottom as the penis was coming in from mm-hmm. behind. And then we could just like hold eye contact. And also it's a body confidence kind of thing. Cause like, let's yeah. say you're not super confident with like your stomach area, which like raise of hands, that's me.
Well, yeah. And you're bending over. So.
You're bending over, your hips are backwards. So you're not really looking at any of that. And it's just like intimate and sexy and like kind of taboo to be like not looking at each other, but seeing each other. Like I've never just stared in the eyes of someone while they're penetrating me. But this time I did.
Was it awkward at all?
No, I loved it. I thought it was like sexy because you're just like, you're kind of hot and you're sweaty mm-hmm. and you can see them like enjoying it from behind and they can see you enjoying it in front. And then you can kind of direct, you can say like harder or this way, or you move your hips. The only problem I had was that my knees would get tired standing back like that. So I'd have to like switch feet a little bit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I loved it. And it was a great tip and something that I didn't think I'd be confident to try. But once you try it, you're like, oh, that's actually like kind of a confidence booster.
Yeah.
So your bathroom is big enough. You should try
it. I know. I was just going to say, like, I'm not going to lie, that tip, like, it's such a good tip. And it also scared the crap out of me. Because I don't love the idea of watching myself have sex. I do know. So I call him my fiance. So I'm getting married.
Yes.
And I've already booked like our room for like the night of the wedding. And there's a fucking mirror on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
That will be.
You're going to have to practice.
I know. I know. So this is a good opportunity. But you're selling it for me. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
So this is me with my fucking partner I've been with for 5 years saying I'm nervous to go into that for honesty's sake.
Yeah.
But I am also excited because that could be fun. I think I need to be a little tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could do that stone cold in the morning.
You mean 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
You couldn't just roll out of bed and fuck in the mirror?
I work at 7:30. It'd need to be at least 6:45.
Oh, okay. Give you credit where credit is due. Yeah. I honestly think that all the insecurities you are thinking of are actually solved in this position.
Okay. You know that we love to use examples from our own lives.
We love to use examples, and we have a lot of questions, if you haven't noticed that. So introducing present number two. This one we're actually really excited about because, well, okay, I'm going to say that every single time, but so that doesn't matter. I'm just going to say it. We are now opening up a submissions email. So we're going to have, obviously, we have these amazing guests on. We're going to continue to have amazing guests with like these very specific topics where we also want to hear what you have questions about. So we're going to open up our email on specific episodes with different guests about like, what are you wondering about doggy style, for instance? Like,
exactly.
What is your question that I'm not thinking of? And we want to hear from you. We want to get your questions answered. Because you have them. You DM them to us.
Exactly. And we've become friends this past year.
Yes, like we have. I care about you.
We would not be where we are right now without you.
Exactly.
We are friends. We get a lot of you saying, like, I feel like I'm listening to my friends. And that's exactly how we want it to feel. So now we want to include you in the conversation because that's what a good friend does.
That's what a good friend does. They ask you what you're feeling.
We've been talking over you for a year. Exactly. Assuming this is what you want.
I mean, we love to hear our own voice, but I'd love to hear you talk as well. And on that same coin, we're also going to ask sometimes, not all the time, for your personal stories. Like, I want to know how doggy sex has gone. Doggy sex?
How has doggy sex gone for you?
Doggy sex gone? I hope you never have doggy sex. That's stressful to me. I'm going to rephrase and regroup. I want to know where you've fucked up and where you get embarrassed, you know? Like, I know that we're not alone, and sometimes I want to, like, hear your story and then talk about it, and we can all kind of, like, share this community of, like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing, right?
Exactly. That's the whole point of this. That's
the whole point. Like, we might sound like, hey, I can talk about my embarrassing moments all I want, but I want to talk to you guys, too. I want to hear your experiences and funny stories, embarrassing stories, successful stories.
Exactly.
Like, tell us your tips if you have them.
Let's all share with each other because this should be a community. There should be a community of people who have no idea what they're doing, trying to do their best with sex.
Trying to do their best.
Welcome to Honey Do Me,
baby. So in certain episodes, we will ask you to like email us your questions or email us your stories.
We'll make announcements on social as well. Yeah,
exactly. For when we're opening up for submissions again. So the email is hdmsubmissions@gmail.com.
And that'll be in the show notes, and we'll also make sure it's at the link in our bio.
Yes. hdmsubmissions@gmail. Look at us go.
My final tip that I want to share today, it's a little more broad, but it is a specific thing. And we're talking about butt stuff with Tristan. So here's that.
Well, the thing about the butt is, it's really rich in nerve endings. All the tissue that makes up the anus, which is the anal opening, the anal canal, the rectum, just has tons and tons of nerve endings. So it feels really good to touch your butt. Like, that's, you know, when people say like, why anal sex? Why would anyone want to do that? I have to start the most basic, which is it feels good.
So really, My biggest takeaway is that I have a loose asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it. Mm-hmm. We've counseled on it.
When we're talking about life changers.
You have a big old one. Big bubble. Not a tight bubble.
Oh my God. Emma and I went to a sex shop the other day.
Uh-huh.
They have huge anal beads.
Sorry. They're called ass balls.
Oh, yeah, they were called ass balls.
Don't misname them.
I can't, like...
They're called ass balls.
Yeah, make it...
Honestly, it wasn't how big they were. It was the space...
They were the size of softballs.
They were the size...
Baseballs.
Baseball. Fine. The space between each baseball, mm-hmm. ass ball, was alarming. It was at least 4 inches in between each ass ball.
I would say the full thing was about the length of my arm.
Yeah.
And I have your average arm.
And if you were to average out an arm, it would be mm-hmm. that length. And the ass balls were huge.
Yeah. I don't think I have that loose of an asshole. I'd hope and not. I'm not judging anybody who does because fucking go you.
If an ass ball round feels good, round of applause.
If you can take those ass balls...
You can do anything.
Yeah.
You can take over the world if you want.
God, superhero. anyways, mm-hmm. that's not actually my takeaway, but that is an important takeaway. I feel like my takeaway from this is really just like butt stuff. Who mm-hmm. knew?
Right.
I didn't know for me. You know what I mean? It was something that I never really thought I was going to try. Mm-hmm. And we would on it. If we're being honest, we'd make jokes about butt stuff all the time when we first started this podcast.
Yeah.
Now we don't make jokes that will we. Well, laugh it's, about butt yeah. stuff, but it's like a from a place of experience.
It's less of a like mocking of mm-hmm. it and being like, we'd never do that, right? And exactly. more of like a, I have this new anal plug.
Exactly.
For my loose butthole.
For my loose butthole. I really want to try this. Uh-huh. And so I feel like it taught me that there is so much pleasure out there, and letting like stigma or shame or this idea that like that's just not for me get in the way of that is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, I love butt stuff. I think it's fantastic. It's so much fun. It adds so much. And so, I don't know. I'm debating if I want to say this really funny story.
I love the preachiness of butt stuff. I had a sign I made in college. I should have saved it for you. It was glitter. I should tell you what it said. And it said butt stuff. And I made it. And it was huge. And it hung in our bathroom.
That's very sweet. Mm. Anyways.
So much pleasure out there to be had.
Yes. And also the idea that if butt stuff hurts, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because how many times do you hear everyone like, no, I wouldn't do butt stuff. Like, it's going to hurt. Like, I don't
exactly.
want. Or I tried it and it hurt too bad, so I'm never going to do it again. It's like, but we need to know that that's you doing it wrong and hurting mm-hmm. your body and not warming up.
Exactly. So I on TikTok all the time, it's like if I ever have a TikTok about butt stuff come up on my For You page, there are like hundreds of comments from people being like, oh yeah, my boyfriend says he wants to do that, like women saying this uh-huh. but I would never, like that's either right. gross, that would hurt, like just so many things that it's like,
damn,
let's check in,
let's catch up,
yeah, let's like
yeah
sit around and I don't know.
Chat about your butthole because it's important to be tantalized.
It's just an option. Why would you limit your options?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Out of stigma.
Because unless you have truly, you can't put something up your butt.
Unless you can't, but if you can, you should try if it interests you.
A butt safe item.
A butt
put
safe
up your
item.
Butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And make sure it has a stopper. That's mm-hmm. very important.
Yeah.
Or go listen to our episode of all the things Tristan has heard get shoved up butts. And it's scary. Oh, God. Well, that was great. And mm-hmm. mine kind of has some play. So has some butt play in it mm. as my last tip.
Okay.
So this is button up against each other.
Buttoning up the episode.
Buttoning up the episode. So my last and final tip is actually very recent into my life, but I've realized how big of a help it is. And it is this clip with Carly on 69.
I like sensory deprivation because it helps me focus. It helps kind mm-hmm. of me not see like, oh, my hair is over here, or like that thing needs to get folded over there. Like mm-hmm. it just helps me focus. I know that like if I'm looking around, I'm distracted. So mm-hmm. like for me, like blindfolds or like just closing my eyes is something that I do normally, even if I'm by myself.
Right.
So like, yeah, it's just something that I've always done. And you know, if someone doesn't want me looking at them, it works.
So one word? One word. Blindfolds. So one word? Don't correct me.
One to two words.
One to two words. Blindfolds. I can't tell you how big of a game changer a blindfold has been in 69. I was never an advocate for 69. I would always get like really shy, really embarrassed. And if I were to try it, it
Hail
would be
Mary 69. Hail That's all Mary I can 69. Think right
now. Okay.
Emma just that was swinging just... her leg over.
Yeah.
Hail Mary. You got to save what you can.
I got to save my relationship. Mm-hmm. Again, spoiler. We all know the end of that story. Say it together. We broke up. You should always try, though. You should always try a Hail Mary.
And that's the final tip. And we'll see you later.
And bye. Yeah, never an advocate for it. And then I was having sex and they really wanted to try it again. And I was like, okay, I'd be open to it if you wear a blindfold, because mm-hmm. my butt, like I am always nervous about my butt. I really hope that I can get to the point one day where I'm like, look at my butthole.
You can stare my butthole right in the eye.
In the eye and I'll be fine. Yeah. But I'm not there. So I did it with the blindfold and it was immediately like relieving. And it's just like, so I was on top. I'm not to the point where I can be shish kebabbed on bottom. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. And I just like relaxed into it. I was able to enjoy more. And also when I'm giving a blowjob, not directly to someone's face, I feel like I can enjoy it more. That's I get a fair. Little performance anxiety
yeah.
of like what my face is doing. Mm-hmm. I tried to use tips from our blowjob episode about like really like getting into it and kind of like feeling how you can get pleasure out of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I was just able to feel pleasure and give pleasure, not worrying about my butthole. Mm-hmm. And then I let a little butthole play happen because the blindfold was on. Like his hands traveled, his fingers dabbled. And it was so good. Like it was mm-hmm. so pleasurable. And like, I haven't tried like finger mouth butt stuff yet that much.
Right.
But that was like my first kind of, I'm like flicking my fingers at yeah. you.
You're doing spirit fingers right
and
now.
It was my first little experiment with it. And it was just so much more enjoyable knowing that they couldn't see into me mm-hmm. in that way.
Into you.
Yeah.
The other option is a crystal butt plug. We've talked about
that's
this.
So true. Next time. Perhaps.
Next time. Yes, I feel like a blindfold is such a versatile mm-hmm. tool, mm-hmm. especially if you are feeling insecure about something or just like, it's just another thing to think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, taking away their sense is one less thing you have to think about. Yeah. 'Cause then you don't have to think about like how you are moving. And it's like, yeah, we all want to get to a place where it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, mm-hmm. I'm amazing.
Right.
But we're not all going to get there right away.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite quotes from that episode was actually something you said where it's like, you can be so open and comfortable to try something, but that doesn't mean you have to feel 100% confident in your body while you're doing it. And it's like, wow, so fuck
that's
it.
Beautiful.
Wow. Someone get that tattooed.
Just find straight it. Across your balls, please.
Ouchie.
Do people get their balls tattooed?
Right into our email submission. Yeah.
Here's your first opportunity.
And so that was my last big tip that I feel like, honestly, I will carry forward in mm-hmm. things other than 69.
You'll carry a blindfold with you at all times.
In my back pocket, preferably.
You can give it to the guy at the gas station.
Ugh, such a creeper gas station attendant. Ugh. Mm-hmm. He carries around a very small mirror, which isn't good.
No, I didn't think about it's why it wasn't good.
It's a palm-sized.
And then Emma told me he probably looks up people's skirts.
That's what I think.
I think that makes total sense.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate it at all. I don't know. He tried to make a joke out of it, but then I just got creeper vibes from it. So
ew.
I'm finding a new gas station tomorrow.
I have a gift that I didn't talk to you about prior. And okay. It's one of your stories that I want you to tell. And it has nothing to do with anything, but it just popped into my head. And I have wanted our listeners to know this for so long.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's your job story, your job interview story.
Oh, my God.
And I just think this is like there is no greater gift than this story.
Okay.
So that's right. One of Cass's favorite things.
This is a bonus gift.
This story from Emma.
Okay. All right. I'll tell it.
Set the scene.
Set the scene. So I've been interviewing for this job. I had been. I didn't get it. Spoiler. You'll see why.
Well, you might know why.
I'd been interviewing for a while for this job, and this was my last big push. I had to interview with four of the big wigs at this company. It was very important. I was meeting with people who created it, who were investors, like everything for this company. So I get to round two, and it's a younger guy. So I immediately feel like I can just like be a little bit more myself.
It was a fitness-based company.
It was a fitness, also. Fitness-based company. And so we're chatting and I'm like, oh, okay, I can relax, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he asks a very common interview question. What are your hobbies and interests? I was like, oh yeah. Like I like fitness. I like working out. I really like just, you know, keeping it tight. And then I just stared at him in the face and I was like, I just said, I like to keep it tight.
In a job interview.
In a job interview. At a very basic question of just hobbies and interest, keeping it tight.
Keeping it tight.
It was so mortifying. Like, we both paused and hesitated and then, like, regrouped. And he's like, okay, all right. Okay. So I was like, I can't believe, like, my friends texted me after the interview. They're like, how'd it go? And I was like, it's fine. I said, I like to keep it tight, though. It was like, Emma, no. It was so embarrassing. I didn't get the job.
You did get a lawsuit.
I did. But I do have a lawsuit that I'm currently in. Yeah, he was very offended by that. So, you know what? They're going to rue the day. They didn't hire me. Mm-hmm. I'm fun. I am spunky. I'm scrappy. And sure.
Keep it tight.
I keep it. Yeah, I keep it tight. I tell borderline harassment jokes, but like, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who's fun and doesn't? Anyway,
well,
that might not be true.
That was also a borderline joke.
But that wasn't our final present.
No,
this is
ringing it in with a real
the mother load.
Yeah, Honey Do Me merch is almost here.
Is almost here.
But you could be the first one. To get it. How cool is that?
Cool.
I mean, after us.
Yeah.
But
of
like,
of course, I'm very important here.
We made this.
I made
like,
it.
Like, yes, we're partners in this. Like, we're friends.
We're fine.
But like
you're my community. Yeah. But like, I'm first. I'm in line first.
Me. We've talked about how it's important to be selfish sometimes.
Yeah. You guys get it. But now it's your opportunity to literally be the first listener, the first lover
Emma
of Honey Do Me podcast to have our merch, and it is adorable.
Oh my god, it's so good.
And with our new logo on it.
Yes, so we have a lot of big changes coming. You can expect a full glow up of Honey Do Me podcast in the next couple of weeks, but we wanted to give you the first piece of the action. So we are giving away a t-shirt to one very lucky listener.
Very lucky listener. I feel like Delilah in the evening. Exactly. One very lucky listener is going to get our very first Honey Do Me shirt.
So tell them what they have to do to win them.
So what you have to do is you will...
Do you want me to do this
yes,
part?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You're always better at telling how to do stuff. You have the notes.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So you...
Yeah, you threw me off.
I'm sorry.
I was expecting you to do it.
You said you wanted to be included.
Thank you.
Okay. So you throw it back to me.
Okay. Tell them what they have to do, Cass.
So you're going to start out... Hopefully you're already in Apple Podcasts, a podcast listening app, but you're going to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a written review for Honey Do Me saying all the things that you love about us, all of that good shit.
We've given you lots of prompts.
We've given you so many ways to do this. Yes. Yeah. Like
so many things I want you to say to me.
We're wonderful. Great.
Pretty.
Great.
Yeah. Good hair.
Yes. Then what you're going to do next step, you're going to screenshot that. You're going to head over to Instagram. Make sure you're following us. That's very, very important because you're going to need all of the things that are coming up and it's a part of the giveaway. and then send us the screenshot. So just DM it to us. That'll get you an entry into the giveaway. We'll also be sharing a way to get an extra entry on Instagram later this week. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Yes. And so it opens today, the 15th
of September.
Of September.
2021.
Yes. Thank you. And it will close September 24th, 2021. And we are announcing the winner on Monday, the 27th, 2021. Yes. So very exciting things. But yes, be sure to head to our Instagram and follow so that if you do win, you'll fucking know.
Yeah.
We can tag you.
And you get extra entries. And it's just like a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So if this was hard to follow at all, this all of this description will be on our post today of how to enter, how to win, and how to get an extra entry.
Because you want the shirt. Oh, my God.
We tried it on today. It is so cute.
It's so cute. It's like soft and just.
I know. It's adorable. So get excited.
It's not just like your normal merch shirt.
It's not a merch shirt.
It's not just a normal merch shirt. It's like very
cute.
It's a cool merch shirt. I'm not a normal merch shirt. I'm a cool merch shirt.
That should be the name of it. Oh, cool merch shirt.
If you guys like it.
It's a little choogy.
Yeah, just a little choogy.
It's a little choogy. But that was all of our gifts. But that was a fuck ton of gifts.
That's a lot of gifts.
What are our gifts? Give us gifts.
What did you bring?
Yeah. What did you bring actually to the table? Nothing.
So go leave a review.
Yes, please.
And that's all we want. Share with all your lovers, your friends.
And we hope you guys are celebrating our 1 year with us somehow.
Thanks for...
We're going to drink.
Yeah. Thanks for spending the past year with us. Yeah. And we're very excited to spend the rest of our lives with you.
I mean, we're committed.
We're committed. This isn't a one-night stand, honey bunny.
No.
Or a one-year stand. This is long-term. This is long haul.
Long haul. So... We'll see you guys next week at the start of our second year.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.